You arrive at the airport with 30 or 40 students, passports being counted again at check-in, teachers quietly checking rooming lists, and parents sending last-minute messages. That is usually the moment a European school trip stops feeling like an idea and starts becoming a real operation. And here's the thing, the trips students remember most are rarely just about landmarks. They remember ordering lunch in another language for the first time. They remember standing in places they had only seen in textbooks. They remember learning how to move through unfamiliar cities with more confidence than they expected. That is why European school tours remain so valuable for Irish schools. France works well for language immersion and cultural visits. Spain combines architecture, sport, and strong student appeal. Italy makes history feel immediate in cities like Rome and Florence. Germany suits schools focused on modern history, science, and industry, especially around Berlin and Munich. But the strongest trips begin with one simple question: what is the educational goal? Once that is clear, planning becomes easier. Group size affects everything from hotel allocations to coach transport and restaurant bookings. Timing matters too. Spring is often ideal because cities are less crowded and temperatures are easier for student groups. Summer can become hotter, busier, and significantly more expensive. One of the biggest mistakes schools make is trying to fit too much into a single day. Large student groups move slowly. A 20-minute walk online can easily become 40 minutes, with teachers regrouping students, navigating stations, and managing queues. Students also need downtime. Exhausted groups rarely enjoy museums or guided visits properly. Budgeting is another area where schools can underestimate the real cost. Cheap flights can quickly become expensive once baggage, airport transfers, attraction entry, and insurance extras are added. The lowest quote is not always the calmest trip. This is where organized planning genuinely helps. With Celtic Horizon tours, transport, accommodation, and itinerary timing are arranged together rather than through multiple suppliers. That means fewer moving parts for teachers to manage and one support contact if plans suddenly change. Safety is usually the deciding factor for teachers and parents, and good safety planning is rarely one dramatic feature. It is dozens of smaller details handled correctly. Vetted accommodation, reliable transport providers, rooming controls, behaviour expectations, medical and dietary planning completed before departure rather than improvised during the trip. Experience matters in quieter ways too, knowing realistic airport transfer times, understanding crowd patterns around attractions, planning schedules that respect how groups actually move through cities. These details reduce stress for both staff and students. Many schools eventually reach the same conclusion: organizing independently is possible, especially for experienced teachers. But it also creates a large administrative workload. Payment schedules, parental forms, passports, rooming lists, and last-minute changes all need constant attention. That is why organized school tours often make more sense. Schools rarely want luxury. Usually they want certainty. They want a trip where teachers can focus on students rather than troubleshooting logistics in real time. If your school is considering a trip to France, Spain, Italy or Germany, Celtic Horizon Tours can build a tailored itinerary around your curriculum goals, group size and budget, while handling the logistics that consume the most staff time. The result is simple: students get a richer experience, teachers travel with greater confidence, and the entire journey feels calmer from departure to the flight home.